May the Lord Jesus bless you all with courage, wisdom, and discernment. This is a really important message because we have turned a corner through intercession. A couple of days ago, I gave you a message about the delay of World War III and that we had turned a corner. God had received our prayers and repentance for our nation, for mercy. And we were being given another chance here in America, just as he gave Nineveh another chance. Please take note. I said we have turned a corner. I have never been prompted to say that before, ever. Now, I should have told you at the time to take a long, loving look at your hearts before you listen to this message, asking Holy Spirit to assist you. I should have done this, but I didn't want two messages at once. Yet I should have, to prepare our hearts for what Jesus told me. So now I will. Many of you are angry, disappointed, and confused. And I want you to have a look at your own heart, not his message to us. In order to discern truth from error, we have to be detached from the answer. We have to be willing to hear that dreaded word, no. If we don't, we will live in a fairy tale land of deceptions and base our lives on error. The reaction to this message by some, myself included, is upset and disappointment, confusion, and a bit of depression. Have I ever failed to be honest with you, heart dwellers? Have I ever failed to confess before you my own failures and faults and foolishness? To the best of my understanding, I have not. We are all wanting to go home. We are all sick of corruption and sin. We are all tired and needing an end to our sufferings. We are all afraid of growing old and sick or being martyred. Everyone, all of us, is feeling this way. We are our own worst enemies if we do not confront the truth about ourselves. There's rabbit in every one of us. And unless we're willing to look at our ulterior motives and deep attachments to pleasure and lack of pain, we will try to arrange our lives around whatever brings us the most comfort. That's why the rapture sites are so very popular. Because everyone wants to be raptured and to be comforted that their sufferings won't go on beyond tomorrow. And I think that some have it in their heads that if that's all they focus on, it will come sooner. The more dreams we hear about it, it'll come sooner. The more prophetic words we hear about the rapture is going to come sooner. But the Lord told us to remember and believe these things and to keep our eyes lifted towards the horizon as the season draws near. But he did not tell us to lie down and take our ease, studying all the possibilities of when this would happen, how it would happen, or where we'd be when it happened. Far from it, he warned us to keep oil in our lamps, to occupy till he comes, to be the good steward who brought forth 10 talents from the 5 lent to him. Could Jesus have been any clearer about what we're supposed to be doing in this season before he comes? But these are hard sayings for us who want the quick and easy way out. We're still here crucifying our flesh and our attachment to have it done already and go home. Keep us looking for the latest prophetic dream or the word about the rapture is now. I've been here for 2 years. And I've seen that we were indeed on the brink of World War III and the rapture. But in obedience, I and many other souls have prayed for mercy. Yet just like Jonah, we pitch a hissy fit when people begin to turn and repent and the Lord relents. Did we not pray for his mercy? Was it lip service or from the heart? Is he deaf? Does he ignore his praying saints? The answer is obvious. God answers prayer, sincere prayer, and repentance, even to the point of delaying a horrific war. But there are stipulations. He said, if we continue to pray and repent, the war of all wars will be held back. We know it's coming because we are in the season according to the signs, and Revelation will most definitely be fulfilled. But right now, do you have a child or spouse who has still not yielded their lives to Christ? How do you feel about never seeing them again in heaven? Do you think your prayers for their conversion could be a factor in him delaying their tragic death in a nuclear event? What kind of God is he? What is his nature? Does he show mercy before annihilating a people? If you are not convinced of his goodness, I urge you to do a Bible study on the topic of God's mercy and just see how many times he promised to destroy a people and then relented because they prayed and repented. So what is the problem here? Very simply, you and I are the problem. We want relief. We're tired. We hate sin in the world. We're sick of corruption and injustice. We want to see the evil purged. But unfortunately, when that happens, the innocent also will die. Please consider what I'm saying. You are not disbelieving his message because you doubt it is him. You've already discerned. If you've been on this channel for weeks or months or years, you already have discerned that it's his voice and not mine. You are not disbelieving because of the new websites that pop up every day calling me a witch and a false prophet. Last September, he told me, nothing will happen in September. I think that's the title of a video if you want to double check it. Even though everyone said, it's going to be in September, it's going to be in September, it's going to be in September. He told me it wasn't going to be in September to give you a little peace and more time. Because everyone was living on the edge of their seats, meaning World War III was about to happen. And to prove to you his prophetic word through me that it was true, he also put this word out. Now he's done it again. Everyone is saying, now, now, now. And again, I'm accused of hearing lying spirits because he has said, not now, if you keep praying. Let's be real clear here. I didn't say we wouldn't have troubles or that there would be no suffering in America. I said World War III, a nuclear war, has been put off according to our intercession and repentance. And so far, he is holding it back as long as we keep praying and repenting. And he has further given us new directives and things to do, anticipating that his bride will be faithful to him and continue carrying this cross of intercession and suffering that goes with it. So he wants to inject new life, new assignments into those who have labored so hard in prayer. But if you fight him and continue to insist on now, 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 you're going to miss a window of opportunity to be blessed right up into a new level of ministry and prayer and intimacy with him. Your problem, my problem, is very simply denial. We don't want to hear it. We want out. I'm asking you, do you have the courage to face the truth about yourself? That's what I'm having to do. For 2 years, we've been hearing the rapture will no longer delay. And where is the rapture? And where is the rapture? I can tell you for sure, we were close 2 times and God relented, but because we prayed, it was again put off. So some of you were stoning me for telling you that we just turned another corner and the nuclear war has again been averted, conditionally, as long as we pray, offer sacrifices, and carry Simon's cross. I can tell you we have turned a corner, but the Lord is not letting up on our crosses. He is still allowing the same degree of suffering now that he did before that corner was turned. Why? Because we are now carrying the window of grace on our own backs, and he has been teaching us to carry more and more without complaining, but willingly, because he's living in us, guys, and he's stronger in us now than he's ever been. Do you see that? Do you see how mature you've become? How selfless? How willing to pray and suffer for others you've become? Are you resembling Jesus more today than you did last year? I know Ezekiel and I in our prayer warriors arc because I see the growth. I see we are being formed into the image of the crucified one. We are looking more and more like him every day. And when he returns for his bride, he'll be looking for the men and women who most resemble him, not the beautiful, intelligent, successful, worldly wise, but the crucified ones, crucified in Christ. He promised we would rise again if we died to ourselves in him. He's laid out the game plan for all of us, but being so spoiled and used to our comforts, we resist coming to terms with what this truly means. The words, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me." That's Galatians 2:20. Now, I confess to you all, I'm spoiled. I'm carnal. I love my frappuccinos. I love my 8 hours of sleep. I love to pet my cats. I love to relieve my fibro pain in the hot tub, and I am far from crucified. But the Lord is working on me. He allows me these things and gives me crosses. What? You say these things are carnal? Yes, they're carnal. They're earthly pleasures, not spiritual pleasures. But they're moderated, and because of his mercy, he takes into account my weaknesses and allows me a little relief from the things in this world, and uses me nevertheless. What did Paul mean when he wrote to the Hebrews? Consider him who endured such hostility from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. That's Hebrews 12. He meant exactly what he said. You will suffer. My job on this channel is to deliver the messages of Jesus without gloss or sugarcoating. Sometimes he sugarcoats because he adores you, but other times I'm to be honest with you. So please, before you dump this channel and accuse me of being a false prophet and compare me to everyone else, please look at your own heart. Look to see if there's a bit of rabbit influencing your attitudes. And if there is, repent and do what the Lord has asked you to do. Be busy about loving others in every single act you perform every day. Whether it be washing dishes for mom, taking a disabled friend to the store, mowing the neighbor's lawn, working in a soup kitchen, contributing to ministries, having Bible studies, and beyond all other things, praying for the world and carrying your cross without complaint. To this end, I've recommended you meditate on the Stations of the Cross because this is what the Lord asked me to do. And it's a first century tradition from Peter and the first apostles. And it helps us draw strength from the Lord as he's our example, he who suffered out of love for us. And I want you to know that as you progress in your walk with Jesus, the devils are getting more subtle and resisting you more, causing you more trouble. So the Lord is in the process right now of showing me some things about spiritual warfare that I have not known, and I will be coming out with stronger prayers for you to cover yourselves and more information about that within the next month or so. Maybe sooner, with your prayers sooner. But you will see more vicious rumors, lies, and attacks against this channel because we are teaching discernment over 60 videos, how to fight the enemy, at least 20, and how to stand in sickness and turning to God's advantage, another 30 or so. And that's why we're picked apart, lied about, and hated. Do you really think Satan would bother us if we were teaching you prosperity, good health, and happy days? Of course not. He wants believers sound asleep in their pleasures, Anyone who teaches you to fight and stand in suffering is a threat to his kingdom. That's why he's launching new attacks against us. And believe me, when I extend altar calls to Satanists, we get the tar slammed out of us the next day. And as far as these other channels go, we recommend you do not even give them the satisfaction of clicking on it to view it. The more you listen to the lies, the more compromised and contaminated your faith will become, and the more Satan will revel in your fall. As it is now, our team faces tremendous opposition every day, and with that, the Lord Jesus is making us stronger. Stronger than the enemy, despite his best efforts. And he will fail. He's not fighting a group of people. He's fighting against the God who fights all of our battles. Please remember, this holding off of World War III is conditional. It means if we continue to pray, repent, and offer sacrifice, if we continue. So let's not give in to laziness. Let's keep up the good work. The eternity of many loved ones is being held in the balance. One last thing I wanted to say. A big thank you to you all who've been helping our ministry. I appreciate so much you who have contributed to us. You're keeping us able to produce more materials for others, and you're keeping our lights on and our food and our table and helping with staff expenses. Whenever we have anything extra, by the way, we share it with the poor in our area. And believe me, New Mexico has a lot of poor. And they're now getting materials together for their children's school year. We don't have credit cards, houses, properties, loans, or savings accounts. We live strictly by providence, and your kind hearts are keeping us stable. So thank you so very much. So if you want to donate, look under this video and click on Show More to open the information box. And I almost forgot to mention, soon we're going to be coming out with our own version of the Bible Promises book, the same one that I've encouraged you to use. But our version will have more topics and the Lord's message to us about those topics. It's really going to be a blessing to use. If you've not already visited our Rhema page on the heartdwellers.org website, you'll be amazed how Holy Spirit brings up just the right scripture for your day. And I know He will work mightily through this book when it's finally available. So we love you all, and to our enemies, we love you too and pray for you daily. May the courage and peace and comfort of our Lord Jesus be with you all. Amen.